This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli hold talks. Matters relating to contemporary issues of the country discussed. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak pledges government support for post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Climate change impact in Sagarmatha region threatening food security and nutrition. And Ukraine claims Russian strikes kill at least 25 people. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli held a meeting last evening. According to the President's Secretariat, President Pauril and Prime Minister Oli discussed the recent political developments of the country. The meeting was held at the office of the President in Sital Niwas. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said the government is working on post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Inaugurating the District Earthquake Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Project Implementation Unit Office in Achham District yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the government is supporting the earthquake victims to extend of its resources and means. The unit established to provide easy service to those affected by the earthquake last year will help with the help of citizens from Achham, Bajura and Doti. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said that the government's key priority was to ensure the effectiveness of public service delivery and good governance promotion. Inaugurating the third national conference of the Lions International District Free 25 in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung argued that the government introduced 6 ordinances in the recent past for good governance promotion and effective public service delivery. Minister Gurung, also the government spokesperson, shared that the government is preparing to amend 12 different laws to make public service delivery effective and prompt. Female leaders of different political parties have called for implementing the constitutional rights of women by formulating laws. The speakers at an interaction organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 115th International Women's Day demanded early formulation of the necessary laws to implement women-related constitutional provisions, including Article 38, 70, 84, 91 and 92. According to the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, female participation is 34% in the federal parliament, 36% in the provincial assemblies and 41% in the local levels. Climate change is having an impact on food security and nutrition in the Sagarmatha region, with the production of local crops like wheat, barley and buckwheat declining in recent years. Erratic weather patterns, rising temperatures and longer dry spells have made farming difficult. Health workers have warned that inadequate nutrition during pregnancy could affect newborns' health, increasing dependency on imported food, which locals say is of poor quality. Reports indicate that rapid snowmelt in mountainous areas is worsening conditions impacting agriculture and daily life. Additionally, pollution from climbers has littered the region with plastics and other non-biodegradable waste, affecting the environment and tourism. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire has said that the parliament would not make laws in a way to snatch the people's fundamental rights. At a program organized by Press Club Gandaki in Pokhara yesterday, he clarified that the parliament would not formulate laws against people's welfare, noting that democracy was an outcome of the people's long-standing struggle. He made it clear that the freedom of expression of individuals would not be violated while enacting laws to control such distortions. Speaker Ghimire further said that the task of the media sector is not only to write and disseminate news, but also to protect democratic achievements and disseminate the activities of the society. CPN Maui Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all political parties to focus on the campaign to change the lives of the people. At a program organised in Garuda Municipality of Rautahat yesterday, Chair Dahal said it is the responsibility of all political parties to work for the upliftment of the underprivileged class. Chair Dahal said everyone should focus on the economic and social transformation of the people as it is essential for socialism. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has lost to Namibia by 6 wickets in the match under the Women's T20 Quadrangular Series. Chasing the target of 93 runs set by Nepal, the match was reduced to 15 overs through the DLS method after the rain interrupted the game for some time. The target was reduced to 71 runs after the match was limited to 15 overs. Namibia chased down the target in 14.5 overs, losing 4 wickets. Elected to bat first after winning the toss, the Nepali women's team scored 92 runs for the loss of 10 wickets in 20 overs. Nepal is playing its second match against Uganda on Sunday. Likewise, it will take on Hong Kong on March 10th, Namibia on March 12th, Uganda and on March 13th, and Hong Kong on March 14th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Ukrainian officials say at least 25 people have died in Ukraine in latest wave of Russian strikes. Russian attacks have intensified in recent days as the US paused military aid and intelligence sharing with Kiev. It followed last week's Oval Office clash between US President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In the meantime, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Siva spoke to his U.S. counterpart, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, before the planned U.S.-Ukraine negotiations in Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian officials are expected to hold new talks with their U.S. counterparts in the country following a tense televised dispute between Trump and Zelensky at the end of February. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and now has control over about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Leading European nations have said they support an Arab-backed plan for the reconstruction of Gaza that would cost $53 billion and avoid displacing Palestinians from the territory. The plan, drawn up by Egypt and endorsed by Arab leaders, has been rejected by Israel and by U.S. President Donald Trump, who presented his vision to turn the Gaza Strip into a Middle East Riviera. On Saturday, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, Italy and Britain welcomed the plan, which calls for Gaza to be rebuilt over 5 years, as realistic. The plan calls for Gaza to be governed temporarily by a committee of the independent experts and for international peacekeepers to be deployed to the territory. The proposal was drawn up amid growing concerns that Gaza's fragile ceasefire deal could collapse after the 6-week first phase expired on 1st March. Israel began military operations after Hamas's October 2023 attack, which killed about 1,200 people and saw 251 more taken hostage. More than 48,000 Palestinians have been killed during Israel's military action, according to Hamas-run health ministry, and much infrastructure across the strip has been leveled by airstrikes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the western low-pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli hold talks, matters relating to contemporary issues on the country, of the country discussed. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Likhak pledges government support for post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Climate change impact in Sagarmatha region threatening food security and nutrition, and Ukraine claims Russian strikes kill at least 25 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.